Okay, so I told you to take a look at the Brisker Rav. How far did you get any more luck? No. Oh, you went through with the selling guy. Okay, so let's try to go over this. This Brisker Rav is like it's one of the more well known shtikalach that the Brisker Rav ever wrote. So it says Brisker Rav, he quotes from the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. Kamen Neros Umadlik Chanukah. How many Neros do I in Chanukah? Mitzvah Sashi are called Bayus Ubayus Madlik Ner Echad. Every house, the Ikar Adin is Ner Ishu Bay, so everyone just lights one candle. So I have seven people in my house, myself, my wife, my five children. So I want to be mahadir the mitzvah. We should light seven candles. Ner l'kol echad ve'echad, one candle for each person. V'amahadir yoser al zev, also mitzvah min amuvchar. Madlik ner kol echad belayla harishon. U'mosif ha'holich b'chol layla v'layla ner echad. Kate, right? I should light a menorah for each person in the house, with the number of candles corresponding to what night of Chanukah it is. Ketzad, how so? So the Rambam demonstrates. Let's say you have 10 people in your house. He's assuming either a larger family or more likely multiple families living together, right? Because that's the way they had to live very often. So if you have 10 people in your house, Harishon Madlik Asara Neros, the first guy lights 10 candles. The first night, rather, you light 10 candles. Ubalel Sheni Esrim, and on the second night, you light 20 candles. Right, it's not that each of the 10 people light 2 candles. You light 20 candles. Till it turns out that on the 8th night you're lighting 80 candles all by yourself. What you see from the Rambam is that the Hidur of Ner Chanukah is not that everybody in the house lights their own candle. No, it's that the Baal HaBayis lights for everybody. He lights the number of candles corresponding to how many people there are. El Pirusho da Madlik Madlik Ner Le Kol Echad Ve Echad. But it's all really one hadlaka. Yeah.
For this case, let's say there are 10 people in the house. Would you, on the 8th night, would you light one menorah first and then go to the next one, or would you light one?
So, interestingly, the Rambam doesn't deal with menorahs, because they probably didn't have them. They probably just put a bunch of candles down.
Okay, so candles would be lighting. Oh, you're saying just
line up 80 candles and light 80 candles. Now, the way we have the menorahs, probably you would light each menorah at a time. 8 candles in this menorah, 8 candles in that menorah, probably. But the key that he's trying to draw out from the Rambam is who's doing the lighting. It's all one person doing the lighting. Ulam b'shulchan aruch sim tov reshayin alf siv beis kasav shama rama. The Rama writes, v'yeshom d'kolechem mibnei habayis yadlik, that kolechem mibnei habayis yadlik, that I light, and my son lights, and my other son lights, and my... each of us light. Nira de mefarish, tada amri nerel kol echad ve'achad perusha, husha kol echad madlik b'fnei atzmo. So it sounds like he holds that nerel kol echad ve'achad means each one lights their own candle. Ukvar hiksha beis halevi ala ramami devar ramanel. So beis halevi already points out, beis halevi of course was a relative of the Brisker Rav. How are they related? No. Brisker Rav's grandfather was the Beis HaLevi, right? The Brisker Rav's father was Reb Chaim was the son of the Beis HaLevi. So he says, my grandfather already pointed out that this Rambam is against the Rama, or the Rama is against the Rambam. So paragraph number one, a very simple, straightforward question. Why is it that the Rama holds that every person in the house lights, where does the Rambam, when he talks about the Hidur, says that one person lights just the number of candles corresponding to how many people are in the house? So Vasher Yirah Lomar B'Yisod Pluktasam. The Machlokas is about the following. Ram Perak Bez Milchas Mila. Unbelievable, he says. You got to learn Hilchas Mila to know what's going on over here. Halacha Dalid Kasav Zelashona. Hamol calls Man Shalosik B'Mila Choser Bein Al Tzitzan Shem Akvin Bein Al Tzitzan Shein Makvin. Piresh Al Tzitzan Makvin Choser Al Tzitzan Shein Makvin Eino Choser. There are certain pieces of skin that if you do not cut them off while you're doing the Bris Mila, you did not do the mitzvah of bris milah. It's ma'akiv, the milah is not kosher. That's called tzitzan ma'akvin. There are other pieces of skin that if you don't remove them, it's no big deal. It's a hiddur mitzvah to remove them. But if you don't remove them, it's okay. The milah is still going to be kosher. So says the Rambam, that if you're still involved in the bris milah, you haven't finished the milah yet, go back and cut all of the pieces of skin. The tzitzan ma'akvin, the tzitzan shein ma'akvin, whatever is going to make the milah nicer. But once piresh, once you've already stopped, you already stopped doing the milah, and you realize, oh, there are a few more shards of skin over there that I can cut away that will make it a nicer milah, you do not go back to cut away tzitzin she'enon ma'ak v'nasa milah, anything that's not going to ruin the milah. Rashi over there says, no. Any day, if you maul a baby on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday, and you see that there are pieces of skin that you missed that would make the meal nicer, says Rashi, of course you'd go back and you'd cut away those pieces of skin. Right? Why not? Make it nicer. When is this halacha true when the Gemara says that you don't go back for tzitzin shein makvin? That's if it's Shabbos. Why wouldn't you go back for tzitzin shein makvin? Because I already did the milah, and milah is docha Shabbos. I'm allowed to do milah on Shabbos. But you know what I'm not allowed to do? You know what's not docha Shabbos? Hidur mitzvah is not docha Shabbos. If the milah is already done, and these extra pieces of skin I only need to cut away for the sake of hidur mitzvah, you can't be mechal Shabbos for hidur mitzvah. You can be mechal Shabbos for milah, but not for hidur mitzvah.
So there shouldn't be a difference whether you use pirish or not.
But if you're not yet pireish, you're still involved in the mitzvah. So the hider connects to the mitzvah. We don't view it as two separate acts. It becomes part of the mitzvah. It becomes part of the mitzvah of mila.
There's two different actions. If the mole is cutting the tzitzim ma'akvin, right? And then he's...
Right, so that's the chiddush of the Gemara. The chiddush of the Gemara is that even so, it's still considered part of the mila. But take a Tuesday now. For example, a regular weekday. So on a regular weekday, Mo is doing a bris milah, and he finishes, and he's about to bandage the baby up, and then he realizes there are tzitzin she'en ma'akvin. There are things that he could have done nicer. According to the Rambam, there's no sense in going back and cutting those. According to Rashi, there is a sense in doing it. It's still a hidur mitzvah. It's only Shabbos you wouldn't do it. But on a weekday, of course you'd go back and you'd cut it. What are they arguing about? So says the Brisk Rav, what they're arguing about is the very nature of Hidur Mitzvah. Is Hidur Mitzvah only meaningful in the context of the Mitzvah itself? Or is Hidur Mitzvah even meaningful outside of the context of the Mitzvah, once the Mitzvah is already done? If you say that Hidur Mitzvah is only meaningful while you're doing the mitzvah, so then you'll say, okay, it's Tuesday, I already finished the bris, I'm already done with the mitzvah, I'm ready to bandage up the baby. Should I go back and cut more for Hidur? Well, no, the mitzvah's over. If Hidur Mitzvah is only meaningful in the context of the mitzvah, but once the mitzvah's done, there's no Hidur anymore, so there's nothing else to go back to. There's no sense in cutting away. And that's the Rambam. The Rambam says, don't go back for the tzitzin shein makvin, even on a Tuesday. But if you hold that Hidur Mitzvah is independently meaningful, even independent of the mitzvah, there's a kunst, there's a maila in going and doing just Hidur Mitzvah, so then it will turn out that even on a Tuesday, I'm about to bandage the baby up, I should still go back and cut the tzitzin, she'enamak v'nesamila. So what's the machlokas Rambam and Rashi really about in Hilchos Mila? It's about the nature of Hidur Mitzvah. Does Hidur Mitzvah make sense once the mitzvah is over? Or does it only make sense when you're still osek in the mitzvah, when you're still tarud in the mitzvah? Rashi would say Hidur Mitzvah makes sense even when the mitzvah is over. The Rambam would say, no, it doesn't. It only makes sense while you're still involved, engaged in the mitzvah.
They may hold the tsar that it gives to the baby, it's painful.
No.
If you want your peers to go back again, it's like saying, like,
the whole nature of bris is that there's tzara diyanuka.
Let's say you did it on Tuesday, right? Bris Tuesday, and Wednesday night, you realize, oh, it's not.
It happens all the time. You should know. Molim go back and fix what they did.
Yeah.
All the time.
It's kind of cruel.
They got to fix it.
Like the mitzvah was done, right?
More often than you think. Let's put it that way. Molim very often correct other molim's mistakes. Whatever. So, yeah. In fact, every mole with an ego will tell you, oh, I know about that mole, I fixed many of his mistakes, you know? But in Eretz Yisrael they talk like that. In America they're more respectful. But all the big Molim in Eretz Yisrael talk like that. You know, it's like a style. A little more Stoltz in Eretz Yisrael. Whatever. So now if that's the case, so the basic idea, says the Brisk Rav, let's carry over this Rambam now to Hilchos Chanukah.
How can we apply, I'm saying, this idea of if I were applying this Hinder Mitzvah in general to any mitzvah, from the mitzvah of Mila, where like it's a mitzvah in the chetzah of the kid, as opposed to other mitzvahs where, I mean, meaning this, I guess, the order, that part of the thing, it can be changed or not changed, as opposed to like, the other mitzvahs where that's a Hinder Mitzvah for an Esther. You took it, you're Yotze, so you can't necessarily apply that principle of Hinder Mitzvah to an Esther to take it again.
Yeah, have a chetzah from a nicer Esther.
No, because I'm saying I can see a difference in terms of the lasting, I'd say, child. You know, it's a lasting change as opposed to like an Esrog, where you're
just going to. It's a moment in time.
Sort of, yeah, it's a moment in time, and now you're sort of taking it, sort of like redoing, as opposed to the kid where it's like, sort of like a.
So you're saying something very good,
it's
I think.
It's called Kinder Mitzvah. I'm saying like.
What's the Mitzvah of Mila? Is the Mitzvah of Mila a moment in time, or is the Mitzvah of Mila an ongoing thing? So there is a. We may have discussed this at some point. It's one of my favorite pieces what's it called again? Ishim Veshitos. The sefer of Zevin has called Ishim Veshitos. Did I tell you about this? He has a beautiful sefer where he gives an intellectual biography of the different Gedolei Yisrael in the last 250 years. He tells you like how they thought, their style of learning, not like you know. Biographical information like you would read a biography. His favorite color was blue, his favorite team was the Yankees, you know, not like that kind of thing. Like, not like an article biography. It was like a real, like really just how he learned. It was like a biography of the brain of different Gedolim. Fascinating work, unbelievable, beautiful sefer. So he has like 80 pages on the Ragachover because he was a Talmud of the Ragachover, so he wrote a lot on the Ragachover. So one of the things, so all the stories, by the way, that you hear about the Ragachover, if you've ever heard like crazy stories about the Ragachover, very sharp things that he said to make fun of people and stuff like that, it all comes from that sefer, like and they're all true. So you know, the guy who sent the Ragachover a shaila, and the Ragachover sends back a list of marmakomos. He always sent back a list of marmakomos. He never wrote the actual answer, and you had to figure it out from the marmakomos. And the guy was trying to figure out from the marmakomos until he realized that the Ragachover recorded every gemara in Shas that said the word Am Haaretz in it. So you know, like all the stories are. My favorite one is. My favorite one is where the guy comes to the Ragachover and he says, and this is also in Ishim Shitos, the guy comes to the Ragachover and he asks for a bracha. The Ragachover was a chassid, but he didn't believe in giving brachas. So, you know, he gave the old, you know, you're not an apple, I'm not, you know, no, I'm not making a bracha on you. So another rabbi that was there said to the Ragachover, but the Gemara says, even a birchas hedyot should not be kalabe enecha. You should even take a birchas hedyot. The bracha that an idiot gives should even be taken seriously. So kal v'chomer, you. You know, if even a bracha of an idiot should be taken seriously, kal v'chomer, you. So the Rav Shavar said to the other rabbi, how about instead of me giving a bracha with a kal v'chomer, you can give the bracha without a kal v'chomer. Straight a birchas hedyot. You know, this is... Anyway, he was a very sharp personality. But one of the things, one of the nekudos in his style of learning that Rav Zevin highlights was that whereas Rav Chaim very often has tzvei dinim, he'll often have it's cheftza and the gavra, it's the maisa and the kiyum, it's, you know, it's always tzvei dinim, the Ragachover very often was able to break things down into three dinim. That he would, and one of the examples that he gives is the mitzvah of Mila. He says mitzvah of Mila is actually three separate dinim in the mitzvah of Mila. There's a din of the maisa mila, to do the actual maisa of cutting the foreskin. Then there's a din, lihiyos mahul, that a person has an ongoing mitzvah throughout his life, to be gemalt, to have a mila on him. And the raya to that is from the Gemara about David HaMelech, that David HaMelech was in the Beis HaMerchatz, and he was started to be sad because he realized that he didn't have any mitzvahs with him, he didn't have tzitzis, he didn't have tefillin, and then he saw his mila, and he realized, I have the mitzvah of mila, and it made him feel better. So everyone asks in the Gemara, Marachar Zerua points out, what do you mean it makes you feel better you have the mitzvah mila? Your father did that mitzvah when you were 8 days old. What does that have to do with you right now? You're not doing a mitzvah right now. Elamai, what do you see? That there's a mitzvah to be gemal, to have a mila. Then there's a third din, shalolios orel, that a person is not supposed to be an orel, an isser to be an orel. Those are three separate dinim. It shows nafkaminas between three separate dinim. So let's just, you know, given that construct, let's ask your question a little differently. Meaning what you were saying was, what Danny was saying was that when you go back and do the correction on the Mila, maybe your Maisa mitzvah is over already. Like by the Esrog, you picked up an Esrog, so that's over. What, now you're just going to do a Hiddur? But by Mila, it's more ongoing. What do we mean it's more ongoing? There's an ongoing mitzvah for him to be Mahu. And maybe there's a Hiddur in that, in making the Mila nicer. Meaning, maybe the Hiddur and the Maisa Mila, you're right, over. Too bad, you can't do anything about it. That's over already. But maybe there's still an inyan being mahader liyos mahu. Right? I mean, is that a better way to say it? So lechora, you can't necessarily compare the two cases to each other. Then the question becomes: well, which part is docha Shabbos? What are you allowed to do on Shabbos? Is it the ma'isa mila that's docha Shabbos, or is it the liyos mahu that's docha Shabbos? So, Pashtus is it's the Maisa Mila that's Docha Shabbos. Why? The Shalol Yosara. But Pashtus is the Maisa Mila that's Docha Shabbos for the following reason. The mitzvah Lihios Mahol and even the Isra Shalol Yosara is on who? The mitzvah Lihios Mahol, to be Mahol, and Shalol Yosara, Lachara is on the kid. The Maisa Mila is on the father or the Moel, right? Who's the one doing anything on Shabbos when the baby's 8 days old? Right, it's the father, it's the moel. So apparently it's the Maisa Mila that's Docha Shabbos. The kid's not getting that mitzvah of Lios Moel and Shalol Lios Arul till he's older. Maybe Shalol Lios Moel is, Midin Chinuch or whatever, but he's not even up to the age of Chinuch yet. So there is no, it's not even in the mitzvah of Yosef yet. So that mitzvah only kicks in later on. Right now all you got is the Maisa Mila. And we still see that it's Docha Shabbos. So when we say that you go back for the Tzitzit and Sheinu Makvin as Amila, maybe it is comparable to Esrog. Because the ongoing situation, yeah, that you could take care of later on in life. But right now, you're not really taking care of that because that mitzvah's not here yet anyway. So even though in the Metzius, it's an ongoing situation because it's his physical body that he's going to be with for the rest of his life, that he's growing up with for the rest of his life, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that moment in time, right? The birchas mitzvah, shergit shorim sozim tzivanim, right? That you make, that birchas mitzvah is now, it's at that moment in time. So maybe the tzushtel is good, the comparison between Mila and Esrog, given that, would be good. So if you then carry that over to Ner Chanukah, right? So the Brisker Rav just makes the simple comparison. According to the Rambam, that on a Tuesday morning you're doing a bris mila and you're ready to bandage baby up, you're ready finished, and then you realize there are tzitzin she'inun ma'akfin. There's a way you could have done it nicer. So the Rambam says, too late. You're ready to finish the mitzvah. It's too late for a hiddur. So the Rambam would hold that once a mitzvah is over, once you are poresh yourself from the mitzvah, going back for just a hiddur is meaningless. And therefore the Rambam says, Be'ner Chanukah, what do? You can't have one guy light a menorah and then have his another member of the household light, then another member of the household. Because the second the first guy finishes, the Yikr Mitzvah is over already. Why is the Yikr Mitzvah over already? Because what's the Yikr Mitzvah? Nerishu Beisa. You only need one candle. So as soon as one guy stops lighting, the Yikr Mitzvah is over. He's Porish. So then anybody else is only doing a Hiddur, but a Hiddur minus a mitzvah is meaningless. A Hiddur when it's not in the context of a mitzvah, according to the Rambam, is meaningless. So that's why the Rambam says, you have one guy lighting everything. But the Ramah will paskin like Rashi, that a Hiddur, even absent the actual mitzvah, is still meaningful. So even though the actual mitzvah is over, the Hiddur is still going to be meaningful, so you could have someone else go and light the next candle. Now, that works with an assumption also. The assumption is that when the second guy lights, he's only doing a Hiddur mitzvah. The Rekiv Eger raises the question, by Ner Chanukah, who makes a bracha when you light Neros Chanukah in your house? So, your father lights, he makes a bracha. Then you light, say a bracha, you don't say a bracha?
Sure.
Of course you say a bracha, right? You always say a bracha. You make a bracha on just a Hiddur? I mean, the mitzvah is ready mekuyim with Neros Shubesa. So can you make a bracha on something that's just Hiddur Mitzvah? So if I'm not mistaken, Rekive Eger writes, no, what you have, what you do is, in order to be Mekayim the Hidr, what you have to do is, you have to have in mind that since I'm going to light my own menorah, I'm having in mind not to be Yotzi with my father's lighting. So my father lights the menorah, I don't want to be Yotzi with his, and therefore I still have the Yikr Chiyuv. It's not that I did the Yikr Chiyuv with Ner Ushu Beso. Because, yeah, Beso has, but it wasn't the Ner Ish. I had no Sheichus to that lighting. I dafka had in mind, and I don't want to be Yotzi with that lighting. And that's why I'm able to make a bracha my own lighting. Well, if you make that assumption, then this whole cheshbon is off, right? Why? Because when the second person lights, he's not just doing a hiddur. What's he doing? He's doing the Iker Mitzvah. Because he had in mind that he doesn't want to be Yotze with the first lighting. So it's making the assumption that the reason I make a bracha is not that I had in mind not to be Yotze with the first lighting. And there's big nafkamina about that. Because let's say... happens all the time. You set up X amount of menorahs, and you say to one of your children, "Do you want to light the menorah tonight?" He says, "No, just you do it tonight. I'm not interested." So, and then after you light, and he realizes that all of his brothers are lighting, and he's going to look like the one that's not. You know, okay, fine, I'll light. Right, changes his mind. Fine, I'll light. Can you make a bracha? So if you're stam, you're allowed to make a bracha in hider mitzvah. So sure, let him make a bracha. But if the whole lumdus is that no, you're really not allowed to make a bracha in hider mitzvah. But it's just that when the first person lit, you had kavana that you don't want to be yotze with him. So now you can make a bracha because you're really doing the ikar mitzvah. But in this case, when he lit, you did want to be yotze with him. You weren't planning on lighting your own. You later changed your mind and decided to light your own. So then you wouldn't be allowed to make a bracha. So. He's working within the assumption that you're stam allowed to make a bracha on a hider mitzvah, right? That a bracha on a hider mitzvah is permissible. The truth is, I haven't seen this briskrov in a long time. I didn't actually look inside today, but take a look now. So he gives that basic analysis in this paragraph over here, I think, if I recall correctly. Right, that tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin es hamila on a Tuesday machlokas Rambam and Rashi is the same machlokas Rambam and the Ramah about whether one person should light Neiros Chanukah or more than one person should light Neiros Chanukah. It's a pretty simple equation, but again, as I said, it makes certain assumptions in making that equation. Both the assumption that the hider mitzvah of mila is only in the mice of mila, not in the ongoing lios mahu, and the assumption about how hider mitzvah by Ner Chanukah works. It also makes a third assumption that Hidur Mitzvah by Ner Chanukah is the same as Hidur Mitzvah in general. That you can compare Hidur Mitzvah by Ner Chanukah to Hidur Mitzvah of other mitzvahs. That it's even in the same ballpark, which is an assumption because, as we pointed out, I think I mentioned to you during Seder this morning, to you, maybe both of you, that in general, how much do we spend on Hidur Mitzvah? Shlish, right? How much do you spend on Hidur Mitzvah for Ner Chanukah? Up to 64 times the amount of, you know, if you are 8 people in your house and it's the 8th night, or 80 times, 10 people in your house, the Rambam's example, and it's the 8th night of Hanukkah, so the mitzvah is one ner, and you're going to light 80 neros. That means you're spending 80 times the amount that the mitzvah costs. Not only that, the whole nature of Ner Hanukkah is that there's a mahadrin, and then there's a mahadrin min a mahadrin. And how do you do it? Not just by having nice oil, very specific numbers. Count the people in your house, have that number of candles. Count the number of nights, have that number of candles. It's like very specific rules. By Esrog, what's the rules of Hidr? Find a nice one. By Sukkah, what's the rule of Hidr? Build a nice one. By Sefer Torah, what's the rule of Hidr? Write a nice one. It's just very vague. Just do nice. Make nice. Such specific rules by Ner Chanukah. It's not just do nice. It's do it this way. Do it specifically that way. It's a very different kind of hider mitzvah. So one could argue that the whole cheshbon may be off. That to compare anything to the hider by Ner Chanukah is totally different. Maybe by Ner Chanukah, even if you hold that you would, even if you would hold that you can't go back for tzitzin, that there's no sense in going back for tzitzin shein makvin es hamila, maybe you would hold by hider mitzvah Ner Chanukah there is sense in going back because there's a specific formula of hider. And that formula is, you know, there is no hider without that formula. Okay, so he makes all of these assumptions, but look on the second side of the page where the Briskrov continues over there. V'hinei gam l'das harama. You see on the next side. I don't know if we got to that, to the flip side of the page. V'hinei gam l'das harama. Even if you say like the Rama, the perusha de ner l'kol echad ve'echad, that the pshat in ner l'kol echad ve'echad is hu shekol echad b'fnei atzmo madlik. Again, remember the Ramah is the one that said that every member of the household lights his own. So what do we say that means? It meant that the hider mitzvah is separate from the mitzvah, can be fulfilled independent of the mitzvah. Mikol makom avadai pshit dein shum nafkus haklal im hu ba'atzmo osa maisa ha'adlaka o achar madlik avuro. He says, but really, do I have to light my own? Meaning, let's say I prefer that my father lights for everybody. Is it necessary to light my own? So Pashto says it shouldn't make a difference if I light my own or someone else lights it. The gam ikar ner chanukadishu beisa yachal adik mishahu v'avsheinu mimnei abayis rakshia bar chiyuva. Let's say I can't make it home for the zman of ner chanukah. No one's going to be in my house. Can I call my next door neighbor and say, do me a favor, can you light ner chanukah for me in my house? So Pashto says, yeah, why not? I send a shliach to do the mitzvah for me. I don't have to be the one doing it. As long as the person I'm sending is a bar chiyuva, who himself is chayv in the mitzvah, he could be motzi me in Ner Chanukah by lighting for me. So I don't really have to light it myself. Ulam ikar and afkusa shebein shitas haram v'ramahi. The real difference, therefore, between the Rambam and the Ramah, because the Ramah will also agree that it's okay to have one person light for everybody, right? Diladas haRambam kulu nerus chada adakaninu. And according to the Rambam, all of the Neros are one act of Hadaka. Not that these candles are for this person, these candles are for this person. It's one big act of Hadaka. Uldas harama hamahadrin kol echad ve'echad madlik b'fnei atzmo b'neros mesuyamin. You were talking to me about menorahs before. Basically what he's saying is, according to the Rambam, there's no menorahs, there's just a bunch of candles. So light that number of candles, and it's all one thing. Whereas according to the Rambam, no, everyone has a menorah. Meaning everyone has a chanukiah, right? Everyone has their amount, their candles that are designated for them. These are my candles, those are his candles. The whole hider is that the neros of the Baal HaBayis aren't mine, they're his. And mine aren't his, they're mine. According to Rama, it's no problem to have the father of the house light all of them, but he's lighting different menorahs. Fine. You see, most of the time, whenever you hear this Briskrov quoted, you hear the first part, and then everyone stops. But he has more to say, you know, it's a longer piece. V'nei, Yuhin Shom Od Beis HaLevi, Shachakar B'taymet D'matzinu B'mitzvah Zuh Shal Ner Chanukah Dinim L'mahadjun L'mahadjun L'mahadjun. We were just talking about before. Beis HaLevi discusses, why is it that Ner Chanukah is so different than every other din of Hidur? Every other din of Hidur, we just have, make it nice. And Ner Chanukah, we have specific rules, Mahadjun L'mahadjun L'mahadjun. So says Briskrov, you see, he answers it backwards. You know, most of the time, if someone asks you a question, why is Ner Chanukah so different that it's every other mitzvah is just do nice, and Ner Chanukah is specific rules? So what would you do? How would you attack answering that question? You would say, oh, this is why Ner Chanukah is special, because Ner Chanukah has this character, this element, this thing happened by the Nes, and that's what makes Ner Chanukah special. What does Briskrov do? He says, who says every other mitzvah is just make nice? Maybe every other mitzvah has specific rules also. And he goes from the opposite angle. He says, oh, what do you mean? There are rules of mitzvah min hamufchar. Kemo da ashkichan b'mila. Mila has specific rules. B'tzitzin she'en and ma'akvin. Specific rules of hidur. There are specific pieces of skin that need to be cut for hidur. It's not just, oh, this mole says that's a masterpiece. You know, I think it's a piece of art what I just did. No, it's there are rules of exactly where you got to cut that are objective. Vachnami belulav, by lulav. What's hidur mitzvah by lulav? Nice leafy lulav. It should shake. Yeah, but what's really? What does the Gemara call hidur mitzvah by lulav? We have a sugya mesecha sukkah lulav tzarech eged lulav ein tzarech eged. We passing like we said yesterday lulav ein tzarech eged. So what are we doing? Why are we being magid the lulav? Hidur mitzvah. So there's a very specific thing to do for hidur mitzvah. To be ma'agid the lulav creates the hidur. Dim lo agdo kasher mikol makom mitzvah min hamufchar ba'yeged kumvor mesukadaf lam gimel. I don't know if I pointed out, I saw someone who made the ha'ara that we always think that sukkah connects to Yetzias Mitzrayim and lulav has no shaykhus to Yetzias Mitzrayim. That sugya connects lulav to Yetzias Mitzrayim also, because if you hold lulav tzarech eged, where do we learn it from? From Agudas Ezov, that they would use to sprinkle the dam on the doorposts in Mitzrayim. So even lulav, you see a shaykhus to Yetzias Mitzrayim. My 7-year-old son asked me last night, he's almost 8, he asked me last night, why it is that women are putter from sukkah, afin hoyibos ha'nes, the anane ha'kavod. Sukkah is all about Yetzias Mitzrayim. He's going to be 8 soon, I said. We were learning so these in Yanim, like, you know, why women are chayv. So he said, by sukkah, they should be chayv. They're chayv in matzah, they should be chayv in sukkah. So I said, are they chayiv in matzah? He said, well, it's a mitzvah shazman grama. So I said, yeah, but they're chayiv anyway because, well, matzah is different. But let's say dalet kosos or whatever. So he said, why aren't they chayiv in sukkah? Because v'afi no yibol saneis. Very stark akasha, right? Many, many answers to that question. Where was I? So lulav tzarech eged, we paskin ain't tzarech eged, but we do it for hider mitzvah min amuvchar. Va'od bekama duchti, el demekam kamos, harei zehu. So I rubbed that over here. Zehu gufa mitzvah lechachila shiatsa mitzvah behider min amuvchar gedashinan va'anvei usnalafan of bemitzvos. Dizehu yisod kol hanach dinei. Kimavur b'shabbos daf kuflam gimel sham u'besukah daf lam gimel. Essentially, other mitzvahs also have rules of mitzvah min amuvchar, and hider mitzvah is do the mitzvah min amuvchar. There's a way to do mitzvah min amuvchar. Follow those rules. Ulam harei kaimelin b'bekam daf tes. Hider mitzvah shlish b'mitzvah. Remember our discussion from yesterday. Hider mitzvah is up until a shlish. V'yoserein mechayev litin bad hider mitzvah. You don't need to do more than that for hider mitzvah. Ubiner chanukah harei liolam a hider yoser mishlish. By ner chanukah the hider is always more than a third of the ikar mitzvah. Because the second you're lighting a second candle, even if it's just one more candle, you've already doubled the mitzvah. So it's way more than a shlish. Umeladein mechayev behider zeh. So you should never be mechayev in this hider. Unbelievable. Normally, hider mitzvah is a chiyuv. Hider mitzvah we think of as, yeah, a nice thing to do, be mahadir the mitzvah. No! Hider mitzvah is a chiyuv. If you want to know how much am I mechiyuv to spend on a pair of tefillin, you have to find out what's the minimum kosher pair of tefillin, and you're not allowed to buy that. You have to buy something that's muhudr yoser ad shlish. Why do they sell it? For someone who b'di'evit can't afford it, doesn't have any money. Maybe he has another another heter that the chumash nechasiv is only that barely kosher pair. Right? So, but you're not allowed to buy that. You have a chiyuv to do hider mitzvah. But by Ner Chanukah, you don't have a chiyuv. Why? Because of this rule of Hider Mitzvah at Shlish. By Ner Chanukah, it's always more than Shlish. What did the Gemara Baba Kama say? That more than a Shlish is no Hider Mitzvah at all? No, we saw the Gemara Baba Kama. What did it say? That more than a Shlish is Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it's on God's cheshbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay you back for that. Meaning, you don't have to do it. It's just Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But often Shemekra HaTakan in Ner Chanukah, Shavel lekala mitzvos diyesh pas yasa mashu meikra mitzvah liikuva umashu lehidur mitzvah min amuvchar. El de b'shar kala mitzvos gamze le mitzvah shiyasa sa kehilchusa min amuvchar. Every other mitzvah, the hidur is part of the chiyuv. Ubener chanukah lo yitzuyer zos. But by ner chanukah, the hidur is not part of the chiyuv. So we just add that that's not entirely true. In the ofen ahidur that the Gemara describes, the exact method of doing hidur of ner lekalech v'echad, ner for each of the nights, that's not part of the chiyuv. But to buy nicer oil, let's say the minimum kosher oil costs $1. I could buy nicer oil for $1.10, for $1.20, for $1.33. So that lechor is part of the chiyuv. Right? That hidur lechor should be part of the chiyuv. But how many more candles I'm going to buy, that's not part of the chiyuv, that's beyond the chiyuv, because it's beyond the shlish. From the old Nedra Yosem Shush. Uldover Zeh Orarni Echad Min Arabanim Vipo Artsein HaKadosha In Behidu Ner Chanaki Ika Hachdina Dat Shlush B'Mitzvah. And he says, someone pointed this out to me, another rabbi pointed this out to me. He says, if you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel in Shabbos, look how the Rabbeinu Chananel writes. Pirish, ha mahadrin mahadre mitzvos, because Arminu lehidr mitzvah shlush b'mitzvah. Rabbeinu Chananel says, what does the Gemara say? Ha mahadrin is lights ner l'kalechad v'achad. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, ha mahadrin mahadre mitzvos, k'da arminu lehidr mitzvah shlush b'mitzvah. People who are careful about hidur mitzvah, you know, like the Gemara in Baba Kama says, that it's atshlish. When he's talking about nela kol echad ve'echad and having enough candles corresponding to the number of nights, he talks about atshlish? That has nothing to do with atshlish. That's way beyond atshlish. Why is Rabbi Chanan bringing up the Gemara in Baba Kama? Ulam nira de kavanos l'mash k'safti, you must be what Rabbi Chanan is trying to teach us. Is exactly this point. The Gemara in Shabbos doesn't say, when it talks about Ner Chanukah, doesn't say, Hidur mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Ner L'kol Echad V'Echad. It says, HaMahadrin is Ner L'kol Echad V'Echad. HaMahadrin means people who are extra cautious to do things beyond what the letter of the law requires. Hidur mitzvah is letter of the law. HaMahadrin means really firm people. People who like to do extra. Vein baza af mitzvah l'chadchila, rak l'mi sharotza l'hader. It's not even mitzvah l'chadchila, it's beyond that. It's someone who wants to be mahader. V'alzehu shevi me'achdina da'at shlush b'mitzvah v'chanal. And that's why he mentions da'at shlush b'mitzvah. That up until shlush b'mitzvah is l'chiyuv. Beyond that, you're just a really firm guy. V'shuv matzasi b'firish harach baba kama daf tes v'zel shon. And then I looked in Rabbeinu Chanan in Baba Kama where it talks about Atshlish, and he writes like this: Atshlish mishalo kilomar mizar hu lihisnos b'mitzvah Atshlish mikan ve'elichem most of Yisrael shlish mida yisera osa. How does Rabbeinu Chanan say it? Up until the shlish of a mitzvah, you must do it. Beyond the shlish, mida yisera, you're a good guy. Then he gives another pshar. Rabbeinu Chanan says that if someone wants to be hadar mitzvah yosim mishlish b'dameha, he's not chayiv. But if an opportunity comes up and he wants to be Mahadir more than a shlish, meaning he doesn't have to work to find more than a shlish. But an opportunity comes up. I mean, what does it mean, Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? More than a shlish, Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rabbeinu Chanan in the second pshat. It means that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu drops it in your lap, you're walking by and you just see this gorgeous Ezra. He just drops it in your lap. So then you got to do even more than a shlish. You don't need to keep on looking once you found an Ezra that's a shlish better than the bare minimum kasher. You don't need to keep on looking. You don't need to look through every Ezra in the store. But if you find one that's more than a shlish, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu dropped in your lap, it's Mishal Kodesh Baruch Hu, then you need to spend even more than that. He says, so I was mechavin exactly to what the Rabbeinu Chananel holds. Okay, we'll stop there. That's the brisk rav. Tomorrow. Oh, so I said we should take a vote. In past years, what we've done is Thursdays we've done separate topics, so we have three options. Either Thursday we could do a totally separate topic, or Sunday we could do a totally separate topic and keep Thursday as normal, or we could keep every day normal and not do separate topics. So, any preference?
I think it's good to do another topic.
Do a separate topic on one day a week?
Sunday
we probably. So, in the past, I've done, like, I did a series on Hakdamos to interesting Sfarim. I would want to continue that if I would do that, because I thought that was, I like doing that. So, like, we did Hakdamos to the Igros Moshe, to Shulchan Aruch, to, you know, Hakdamos to just to the Rambam, you know, the interesting Sfarim. So for Thursday or for Sunday, what are you timing?
If we
Sunday, is it?
Thursday.
Yeah, I'll still do Parsha, because I'll still do Nashkafe.
Yes, I think Thursday,
Sunday. Sunday, okay. Shine, okay. So tomorrow we'll do Hidur Mitzvah. Tomorrow let's work on the Ad Shlish. Look at the Machlokas Rashi tells us how to define Ad Shlish and some of the Achronim that come right after that.